This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast. It's the 9th of January, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank. And on the Hat Podcast today, Eric Pfeiffer checks in with the news, including a report with Indiana Farm Bureau from the State House. As the legislative season returns, we'll also take a deeper look into the importance of seed treatments on the Hat Podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them to learn more, ffbt.com, or stop by your local branch. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin predicts continued cold but mostly dry until maybe tomorrow when snow is possible. And the markets yesterday all fell during the Wednesday session. We'll have the settlements and Tom Fritz market analysis on the Hat Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Farm Bureau priorities at the State House. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. And we are at the Indiana Farm Bureau Legislative Forum. Andy Towers with me, head policy guy with Indiana Farm Bureau. And the legislative session is underway here in Indiana, Andy, and a lot to focus on for the General Assembly, but major priority issues for Indiana Farm Bureau, we know it, taxes and water.
Absolutely. Really, from a tax perspective, looking to those property taxes, getting some overall assurances for our members that can do some long-term planning, looking at that farmland formula, how we can fix that. On the water side, we want to make sure we've got some protections for agriculture, some additional groundwater monitoring, so we truly know what the resource is that we're protecting. Those are going to be our two key priorities during this General Assembly. One of the things we've really talked to our members and our team is there's so much going on this upcoming General Assembly, 14 new members of the legislature, new administration. We need to stay focused on those. And then as we get those into a good place, we'll start to look at some of the other issues that impact agriculture and start moving over and trying to make sure we shore up those. But again, water and taxes is going to be a main focus, especially here early on.
And I know that right now, you know, you're probably making appointments already for members to get here to the State House.
Absolutely. That is such a key to Indiana Farm Bureau's success, to get our members to the State House. We are great today. We had about 150 of our members here for an educational session. Then we had lunch with about 75 of the legislators here at the Indiana Roof Ballroom. So that member engagement, that grassroots engagement is so critical to the success we have statewide.
We'll have more from the Indiana Farm Bureau legislative session in the coming days here on Hoosier Ag Today.
Farmers, the Fort Wayne Farm Show celebrates 36 great years at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, January 14th to the 16th. Plan to attend this huge three-day event featuring the area's largest variety of farm equipment and technology. You could win the grand prize, a Toro MyRide zero-turn lawnmower, courtesy of Plevna Implement. Admission is free.
The Fort Wayne Farm Show is next week, Tuesday through Thursday, the 14th through the 16th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, open Wednesday night till 8.
Why do seed treatments matter?
Seed treatments are our first chance to really affect what's going to happen throughout the season.
That's Dare McDuffie, Product Development Manager for Seed Treatments at Valent USA. He says every farmer knows a great start is key to a good finish, and that starts with the right seed treatment. When figuring out which seed treatment to choose, McDuffie says farmers want to know what's inside.
People want to make sure that they're getting what they pay for. So with something like Intego Sweet Soybeans from Valent USA, you know that we have the right combination of fungicides and an insecticide that's going to take care of your most common early season insects and diseases and really get you off to the best start at that beginning of the year.
McDuffie is a plant pathologist by training, and he says their Intego Sweet Soybeans have the latest soybean fungicide seed treatment for control of Pythium and Phytophthora.
Within Intego Sweet Soybeans, we have two modes of action for Pythium, and I think Pythium is the number one seedling disease. It may not be represented as such within, you know, some of the charts or some of the estimates that are put out, But we know that Pythium is in almost every field. We know that it can attack almost any crop. And we know that a lot of the cropping patterns that are happening right now, whether it's no-till, whether it's utilizing cover crops, some of these things are enhancing some of these diseases.
And it'll help fight off pests like bean leaf beetles and seed corn maggots. Learn more by visiting Valent.com. There's a link on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit MidAmerica is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
If you're in ag, listen up. Purple Wave is hosting a huge no-reserve online auction this January and February, and over 150 Keystone Cooperative assets are up for grabs. Over 70 sprayers and spreaders from Case, John Deere, and Rogator, plus trucks of all kinds, Kenworth semis, fertilizer delivery trucks. Visit purplewave.com to register and bid on these amazing deals.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Not much happening here across the Hoosier State today. We are looking at clouds and sunshine. The cold air is still here, unfortunately. I'm not going to be able to break that in the short term, but we are looking at a pretty nice setup overall. Dry weather all the way through. Clouds will start to increase as we move through the overnight tonight, and we're watching a weather system come out of the southern plains tomorrow. The bulk of this system, the heaviest action, is going to stay down south near the Gulf Coast through the deep south. But we are seeing a northern edge of this get farther north, such that I think we have to allow for some scattered snow showers through your Friday. The biggest the snow potential is going to be over the southern half to southern third of the state, but I still think we can see a little bit of light snow up north as well. So I'm going to blanket the state at this point with a coating to 3 inches of snow, coating to an inch or two, well, coating to an inch probably, no more than that over the northern third to northern half. Where you get into that 1 to maybe 3 inch range is from I-70 southward, and the biggest snows are going to be down near the Ohio River this time. So nuisance snows, generally speaking, but after what we had this past weekend, don't really want a lot more, and here we come bringing some more. Everything's done before sunrise on Saturday morning, and we should turn out partly sunny through Saturday. Got a clipper system moving through the Great Lakes on Sunday. That's going to trigger some clouds and maybe some light snow and flurry action, at least up north over the northern third of Indiana. Still don't think it's a big problem on accumulation, but we'll see snow around. Arctic air dominates then through the rest of this week coming up, especially Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Strong lake effect potential is in there for Monday, Tuesday, early Wednesday as well. That could trigger some light accumulations, especially in Michigan, but in northern tier counties of Indiana. If you're planning on heading to the Fort Wayne Farm Show, just keep that in mind. It is going to be cold and a little bit of flurry action. We see temperatures moderate late in the week. This is a new wrinkle, seeing some warm air expand from the Great Plains all the way through the central Corn Belt, even into Indiana. And it only lasts about a day and a half, Thursday afternoon through Friday. Cold air comes racing right back over the weekend of the 18th and 19th. And we could see even colder air for the week of the 20th, some of the coldest air of the season. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Corn, soybeans, and wheat all lower. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis from Tom Fritz of EFG Group in Chicago. I spoke with him at the end of the session. The market's lower across the board and late to the sell-off the corn market, but in the end, corn down, wheat down, and the soybean futures market also lower as we get set for USDA on Friday. Tom, what was the pressure coming from as we, I guess, positioned on Wednesday?
Well, the first one people are going to talk about is the renewed strength in the dollar. You know, that's going to weigh on all of our exports. So, but then again, you know, we've got Friday's USDA coming up with production, supply, demand, quarterly grain stocks, and in the case of wheat, winter wheat seedings. So all that, you know, put together creates a little bit of, well, let's call it position squaring, if you will. We are going to have an abbreviated session tomorrow in the grain markets due to the passing of President Carter, National Day of Mourning. And so grain markets will close at, I think it's 12:15. Settlement times will be at noon. So that adds a little bit to it. But I think overall, it's the weight of the dollar. And in recent days, we've been talking about the hot and dry that's been developing in South Brazil and Argentina. Well, forecasts are now suggesting that that hot and dry is going to pass starting probably in the second week of the third week of January. So that would be the week of the 20th. Forecasters are suggesting there's going to be some noticed relief for the recent hot and dry for southern Brazil and Argentina. And speaking of Brazil, Mato Grosso, the number one soybean producing state in Brazil, has started their harvest. No indications. They're not ready to stick their neck out and say, okay, the crop size is going to be this or that. But the start of their harvest has a psychological impact. Cash markets, they don't do anything for us. In fact, if anything, they've recently been on the defensive. The Gulf markets, I guess they're stable, but, you know, they really don't give us anything that we can hang our hats on saying, hey, we need to buy these markets because the export market's so strong. It's just not there. So in the case of wheat, I think it's all about the dollar. But I will venture that U.S. wheat is starting to become competitive against European wheat. Not so sure about competitive against Black Sea wheat, but we are becoming competitive against European wheat. Now, that hasn't brought us any business yet, at least none that I've seen. So the wheat market's down just in response to the dollar because, you know, as the flat price goes lower, you think, okay, yeah, we're getting more competitive, but the strength of the dollar tends to take that away a little bit. But if you look at the comparing FOB prices of the two, the U.S. is indeed becoming, a little bit more competitive in that regard. But right now, you know, I think the change in the forecast for South Brazil, Argentina, that's going to weigh on the grains and the wheat markets. Is, you know, right now wheat market has no friends. Soybean meal, cash market for soybean meal, whether it's the domestic market or the export market, I don't want to say it's easing. It's literally falling out of bed. And bean oil, well, bean oil is trying to get some technical buying in here today, but soybean oil is really not going to go anywhere until we get clarification on the credits for the renewable fuels, especially this, what do they call it, the SAF, the sustained aviation fuel. So until the government gets off their can as to what the credits are going to be, you know, that'll give the bean oil market some direction. And with the president-elect coming in, it may not be anytime soon. So, and with the president-elect, 12 days away, you know, will he honor his promise of raising tariffs across the board? So, you know, that's something we have to contend with. So, bottom line, markets next couple of days, we're just going to spin our wheels. Or I should say the next day and a half, we're just going to spin our wheels. And then, hopefully the USDA has something for us to get us out of these doldrums, if you will. You know, corn market's been stuck up against that 460 level. Soybeans have been stuck. March beans have been stuck against that, the 1005 level. So, and wheat just can't get off its can. So hopefully the USDA will give us something that will provide a spark to our markets.
Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. On the Hat Wednesday market review, and across the board sell-off down 4 cents at the end on the March corn, 454. May 3 1/4 lower, 462 1/2. July 465 3/4 down 2 1/2 cents. Almost a nickel drop on the January beans. March 994 1/2, 2 3/4 lower. May 1006 down 1 3/4, a penny off on July 1018. And March wheat 6 1/4 down at 536 1/4. Meats mostly lower. February live cattle 193.70 down 187. Feb lean hogs up 30 cents at 79.47. April though down 65 at 85.07. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.